Okay, the girls are just going to be bringing something round for you just while we start. So welcome everybody. Today we are celebrating World Thinking Day. And today the service is going to be run by the guiding units because for us it's a very special time of the year. World Thinking Day 2019 this year is on February the 22nd, and each year it takes a different theme, and this year the theme is leadership. 110 years ago, a group of girls visited a Boy Scout rally at Crystal Palace in London. They asked Lord Baden-Powell to create something for the girls. They were early champions of a girl-led organisation, which has become our global guiding and girl scouting movement, which has over 10 million members in over 150 countries. So World Thinking Day is dedicated to all those girls. The focus is a celebration of their leadership. Leadership is a shared journey which empowers us to work together and can bring positive change in our lives, the lives of others, and the wider society. All of us can practice leadership by choosing to explore our ways of being and thinking about the world, and using what we learn about ourselves to work on our behaviours every day as leaders. So, the girls have been handing out chocolates. Have you all got a little chocolate each? Hope so. Perhaps one way to be a good leader is to give out material things. Maybe you might like it a bit more, or our popularity might increase a little bit if we give you something nice or something that you might want. It will have a momentary impact, but is it something that will last? So we need to think, can we think together, what qualities do we need to be a good leader? So we need your help here, please. Tom, are you able to write on the slide as we go? Thank you. Okay, so thinking caps on. What qualities does a good leader need? Think about people in your lives that you know. It might be someone you look up to. It might be your parents. It might be someone you believe that you do. It might be someone at work. It could be anything. Someone at school. What qualities? What qualities do you think people need to be good leaders? Rosemary. Sensible. I don't know if that's a lot of sensible. Definitely sensible. You need to be sensible to be a good leader. Brilliant. You need to listen to those around you. There's no point just going full pelt, doing exactly what you want to do, because if you haven't taken the majority consensus, then actually you're not going to be a very good leader. Khadija. Yeah, you have to be helpful. Exactly. Sensible. Listen to those around you. Be helpful. Generosity. How could that generosity be shown? With chocolate hearts? Maybe sometimes. But what about with time and with, as you say, listening and respect? What about respect? Do you think leaders should have respect? Respect for the people they're leading. Loyalty. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Loyalty. Any more? Yes. Definitely. That's a perfect one. Be kind and gentle. You wouldn't want to do something for somebody if they weren't kind or gentle, would you? Thank you. That's perfect. So I think there's probably lots more, but thank you. That's a very good list. So in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, we learn about different people who were called to lead, who found themselves as leaders, who were called by God to do his work, enriching his kingdom. And perhaps they had all of these qualities and more. One of these was Daniel. And our first reading today is taken from the Old Testament. Yes.
Daniel 6, verses 1 to 5, Daniel in the den of lions. It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt or negligent. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel unless it has something to do with the law of his God."
Thank you. So, in that reading, we hear that King Darius placed Daniel above 120 other presidents and princes in the whole of his kingdom. As is often the case in humanity, those around him were jealous and they feared his leadership. But Daniel was faithful and they weren't able to find fault against him, meaning they resorted to underhand measures to topple his leadership. But Daniel's faith in God was unwavering. He trusted God, and he was lifted from the den of lions the next day with no marks on his body. He continued to prosper, and he led justly for many years.
The second reading is taken from 1 Samuel. Samuel anoints David. One of the servants answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him." Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." So Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat and sent them with his son David to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, saying, "Allow David to remain in my service, for I am pleased with him." Whenever the spirit from God came on Saul, David would take up his lyre and play. Then relief would come to Saul. He would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him.
Thank you, Alex. So in that reading, we hear about David, and David is another example of a leader from the Bible. He's someone who rose from humble beginnings, the youngest son, the smallest, but who was noticed and talked about as a brave man. Someone whose actions were recognized for the strength they carried rather than physical strength and presence. He had a pure heart, and he was chosen by God to lead his people. When God seeks out leaders, they are not brash, unjust, or selfish, but those who are faithful, have truth within them, and who will do his will. We're all challenged to be the best we can and to lead in whatever capacity we find ourselves. At the ninth, every single one of us, from the youngest rainbow to the oldest leader, aspires to be good role models, to be good listeners, to be fair, to be just. And we aim to provide challenge and love in an environment where the girls can flourish and aspire to be who they want to be.